This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Many of you likely took the long weekend to spend some time outside and then posted pictures of your excellent adventures on social media, hashtag amazing or whatever. Instagram and other social media can help steer people to photogenic places, but all the extra traffic has its downsides. Casey Schreiner is the founder and editor of the online magazine Modern Hiker. He came into the studio to talk about our love of those posed on a mountaintop selfies and the impact they're having on national parks and other public lands. Casey, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So how has social media and Instagram changed the way people are experiencing the outdoors?
Well, it's changed it in a lot of ways. The phrase that you hear most often is that these parks and trails and public lands are being loved to death. Basically, they are the modern form of sort of publication and awareness. But a lot of times these parks are not equipped to deal with that onslaught of people
all
that come.
All that love.
Yes, with all that love. In this case, in some cases, too much love can be a bad thing. And another thing with Instagram and social media is the information that you're getting is not always the best. So we're getting new people into the parks, which is great. But a lot of times those new people aren't, necessarily educated on, say, leave no trace ethics or how you act in the wilderness, you know, why you shouldn't walk on this certain type of soil or why you shouldn't take a rock or why you shouldn't, you know, maybe leave some graffiti on the trail if you've left.
So are they ruining it for the rest of us?
You know what? It's really difficult. I think at the end of the day, it's a net positive because you're getting people into these special landscapes and they're experiencing, in many cases, for the first time. So if you can get people out to these public lands and they can see what makes them special and what makes them magical, then you have the chance of turning even a small portion of those people into outdoor stewards. You know, those public lands live and die by the people who care about them. You know, speaking of the good side of social media, I've actually met and interviewed people who just started picking up trash on their own and documenting it on Instagram, and now they have this huge hiking group that goes out every weekend to these popular trails with giant trash bags and cleans them up. And that's a thing that, you know, would not have happened if social media wasn't around.
Are officials and sort of the folks in charge doing enough to help keep these places safe, keep them unvandalized, and keep the litter off? Are people going far enough to protect these spaces?
You know, a lot of times these places are severely underfunded. I think the national parks alone, not including national forests, monuments, or anything else, has something like a $5 billion backlog of, like, essential maintenance. This is, like, really,
wow,
really hardcore stuff. Like, roads can fall apart, bridges can fall down. And it's been that way for a long time. This is not a new thing. This is a decades-long experience.
And I have to imagine the increase in visitors helped that.
Yeah, and you know, it's a double-edged sword because the increase in visitors increases the funds that people get from, you know, entry fees,
right,
but it also increases the amount of use of the trails, obviously.
Right.
Last year, the National Park Service celebrated centennial, so they did a really big PR campaign, and I think the visitorship went up in pretty much every national park. I think Joshua Tree had, last year it had 2.5 million visits, which was up over 500,000 from the previous
wow.
year. Joshua Tree is unfortunately one of the parks that is really getting loved to death right now. Because it's so close to LA as a population center.
Are there best practices for Instagramming that beautiful view I see on my hike?
Yes, there are. And unfortunately, many people don't follow them, which is kind of disappointing. On Modern Hiker, we never give the geolocation
okay.
of a post when we're posting it, because a lot of times that's sort of the laziest barrier of entry to finding out where to go. A lot of people see a photo, they click on the geotag, they find out where it is, they use Google Maps to get there. You're not getting any information about what that park is, why it's special, what the rules are, what the leave no trace principles are.
So is geotagging just something you turn that functionality off on that photo? Is it?
You don't necessarily have to turn it off, but what you can do is just not tag it.
Okay.
So there are instances where the geotagging is baked into the image itself. And in that case, if someone wanted to reverse engineer it, they could find out where it is. The casual Instagram user is not going to do that. We actually used that to find some National Parks vandals a couple years ago. The graffiti artist, Mr. Andre, we caught him vandalizing a Joshua tree using exactly that method. But when you're Instagramming, you have a choice of tagging a location. The same as if you're on Facebook, you can check yourself into, say, a building or a concert or a venue or whatever. And you can just choose to not tag it when you're tagging the image. So it just shows up as the image and it doesn't get a location. And then you have to read the small paragraph, which I know is like a big barrier for a lot of people,
right,
even like the four sentences you get on Instagram. But it's amazing when you read something, you actually learn some things sometimes.
Casey Schreiner is founder and editor-in-chief of Modern Hiker. Thanks so much.
Thank you.